Basically, what's happened is we have been asked to rescue the Big Boy Band reunion tour, whose coach sadly broke down last night on its leg from Liverpool up to Carlisle. So Rears have been more than happy to step in and provide their transport up to Aberdeen and then back down to Newcastle tomorrow after tonight's gig.
So this is the ITV programme, The Big Reunion. Ask some young people near you if you don't know what this is. So we've got 911, Lee, of course, from Carlisle himself in that. Blue 5, big pop acts who were very, very popular in the 90s, and they've reunited to go on a big tour. But the bus broke down in Carlisle.
Yes, I think it broke down en route and developed a fault. They managed to limp it into the hotel at Carlisle. And obviously, we're geared up to step in with any occasion. And obviously, we have some fantastic coaches that we've been able to provide for their long journey up to Aberdeen. So, like I say, we're more than happy to help out and hopefully avert a disaster tonight in being no gig up at Aberdeen.
A disaster it would have been for 90s pop fans everywhere. And Lee Brennan knows your boss, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Many moons ago he worked for a sign writing company, I'm not sure which one off the top of my head, and he used to apply the livery to Rears coaches back before he was there. Famous, of course.
So was it Lee that thought, I know someone that could help us out here?
I'm not sure about that side of it, to be honest with you. It probably was, so I'm not going to say anything that isn't right, but we are known throughout the industry in this area that, you know, we can jump and help anybody at the drop of a hat, really. So it probably will have come from within the industry, but I'm probably sure Lee had something to do with it as well.
And you also had Gareth Gates, Pop Idol star, on the bus.
That's correct, yes. He was tweeting earlier on to say the bus had broke down, but that wasn't ours, luckily. And Lee was also tweeting that they'd got on our bus and it was nice and posh and they were happy with it. So sounds like everybody's happy and we've been happy to step in.
Well, apart from Gareth Gates, who I am told has left his Louis Vuitton jacket on the first bus.
Oh, dearie do. Well, let's hope that the bus catches up with them later on in the tour then and he gets his Louis Vuitton jacket back.